shed for us, His precious.
Open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us, he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us return to the Lord our God and say to him, Father, we have sinned against heaven and against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn to you again. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to yourself as those who once were dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. God, the Father of all mercies, through his Son Jesus Christ, forgives all who truly repent and believe in him by the ministry of reconciliation which Christ has committed to his Church, and in the power of the Spirit, I declare that you are absolved from your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Psalm 66, verse 7 to the end. Bless our God, O ye people, make the voice of his praise to be heard, who holds our soul in life and suffers not our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us, you have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the snare, you laid heavy burdens upon our backs. You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of liberty. I will come into your house with burnt offerings, and will pay you my vows, which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer you a fat burnt sacrifices with the smoke of rams. I will sacrifice oxen and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I called him out with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue. If I had nursed evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. But in truth God has heard me. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld his loving mercy from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be. Amen.
Acts 17, verses 22 to 31. Paul then stood up at the meeting of Areopagus and said, People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, To an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of our own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like God or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 3, 13 to 22. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honour Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defence to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behaviour in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey. When God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water, baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and the powers having been subjected to him.
In the day. trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee.
Holy Gospel is written in John chapter 14, beginning at the 15th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings today all speak of inclusion and care from a loving eternal God and start to steer us towards celebrating Ascension Day, this coming Thursday, and Pentecost, which is only a couple of Sundays away. In the Acts reading, we join Paul as he addresses the sophisticated and cosmopolitan elite in Athens. We can note that he proclaims a universal Christ who embraces the whole created order, for which he died and rose again, a subject we thought about just last week. Paul has taken time to assess the situation, do some background research, listen, chat, and assimilate the cultural environment. He's very contemporary in his approach and manages to convey an apposite message to those who will listen, a message that strikes a chord for some, sufficient to even make some inquire further and to become followers. By last week, some in the Church of England had already done some analysis of online services, ones like ours, and live streaming ones. They are talking about us going forward as an Odeon church and a Netflix church. Back in the day, if you wanted to watch a film, you had to go to the cinema at the right time. Now click into Netflix and watch whatever you want, whenever you want. Struggle with that as we may, it's only a contemporary take on Paul's approach. He utilised the communication structures of his time, the Roman roads, and then, when he got somewhere, established a church community. Peter, meanwhile, had a more stay-at-home outlook, well, to stay in Jerusalem, and build up the church there. No wonder the two of them came to blows sometimes. But even Peter strays, urged on by God and the message of good news that burns within him. And we find that Peter writes this letter from Rome. So his mental lockdown must have been lifted. Perhaps he was inspired by Paul. Or maybe he was only prepared to do city breaks. The excitable country bumpkin from Galilee who relished the metropolitan life. There's room for both approaches. The building up where we are, and they're reaching out to where we're not. Both are needed, and both are scriptural. However, in our own situation here, now, as two small, ruralish churches, have we the resources to do that? When we come out the other side of this troubled period, do you want me in and around the community, or me with my head stuck in a computer. If not the latter, but with a desire for outreach, do we as a church become involved together somehow in broadcasting on today's communication structures? Primarily, of course, the internet. And once we're past the novelty of Zooming, etc., how might we realistically invest our resources into such an outreach adventure? The reading from 1 Peter, though more antiquated in style and imagery, also exudes a positive message of salvation for all, and his reference to Noah suggests throughout all time. Peter might have had a preference for being localised, but there's no lack of imagination with him. And, as with Paul, there is that real heart for others, a real concern for everyone. So, amidst the quirkiness of this passage, there is the clear, straightforward instruction to us to always be ready to make your defence to anyone who demands from you an account of the hope that is in you, in verse 15. Clearly, this is the Peter we encounter in the Gospels, enthusiastic, committed, determined, and resolute. Putting aside that little episode in the courtyard, of course. And he is doing his bit to reach out with this very letter. A letter that goes to Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia and Bithynia. So, please feel free to forward this service to anyone you think might gain something from it. The Gospel reading from John 14, continuing from last Sunday, speaks of the Advocate, who is the Spirit of Truth, and he is made available to all, to the many gathered in Jerusalem then, and to all of us today. They had travelled, pilgrimed, to the holy city and to the temple. We can't even meet locally, but we are linked by technology and can actually share a message more easily with more people. So, Pope Francis was able to call on all people of all faiths to unite for prayer last Thursday and champion others to do the same. As we consider that call and the welcoming but urgent words of those first apostles and look to celebrating Pentecost once more, let us be ready to share. To share with each other, to share in the joy, to share in the message, to share in the challenge, and to share with all those we meet. The message of inclusivity with the gift of God's Spirit is a powerful combination. The urgent changes that must be brought to bear on our societies need no stronger words or greater ally. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
pray for the coming of God's kingdom, saying, Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Gracious and merciful Father, we dare to come before you with boldness for what you have made us in your dear Son.
Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom.
Send us to bring help to the poor and freedom to the oppressed.
Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom.
Send us to tell the world the good news of your healing love.
Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom.
We pray for those who are ill and in any kind of need, all who are on our minds and hearts, and those who are suffering and have given up hope.
Father, by your Spirit,
bring in your kingdom. Send us to those who mourn, bring joy and gladness instead of grief.
Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom.
Send us to proclaim that the time is here for you to save your people.
Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom.
Send us to proclaim that the time is here for you to save your people.
Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom.
God of mercy, you know us and love us and hear our prayer.
Breathe upon us that our thoughts and words may echo the voice of your Holy Spirit, ascending to your throne through Jesus Christ, our only Saviour and Intercessor. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God, our Father, whose Son Jesus Christ gives the water of eternal life, may we thirst for you, the spring of life and source of goodness, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you, now and forever. Amen.